Due to a lack of results, Megan McJames was kicked off the U.S. ski team. Even so, the 26-year-old didn't give up and for the last two seasons has been racing independently, raising her own funds to travel to Europe and to pay for her own food, lodging, and training. Her hard work paid off, and last year she was named the overall NORAM champion, giving her an automatic World Cup start this season.
For me, the reason I was able to do that is last year winning the North American Cup overall title guaranteed me my own World Cup spot. So I was able to race World Cup and get the points needed to qualify for the Olympics.
She's been in Europe for the last 5 weeks, competing with the help of her ski technician slash manager.
I have a technician and manager that travels with me, and we were working with the U.S. ski team on the World Cup, but I'm one of the first people to do World Cup racing independently, so it's definitely been an adventure.
Yeah. So you have to hire your own coach and things like that, huh?
Yes. I couldn't afford a coach this year, but I had a guy that was helping me with logistics and to tune my skis and stuff like that. So I wasn't all alone over there. And I had a lot of really, really supportive sponsors and donors, and I want to thank everyone who has gotten me to this point.
After a couple of successful races in Europe, placing in the top 30, she earned the right to be named to the Olympic team, just one of eight, beating out a number of women who are on the U.S. ski team. Whether she's eventually renamed to the team, she says, isn't important right now.
For me, the goal this year was to make the Olympics more than put my sights on qualifying for the U.S. ski team. So I'm really happy to have made that goal. And the U.S. ski team is a bridge we'll cross if I get offered a spot.
Now that she's part of the Olympic team, she'll receive some help that, until now, she's had to do on her own.
For the Olympics, it turns into Team USA, which is run by the Olympic Committee. So I will be getting a little bit of financial help for training pre-Olympics and stuff like that. But I'm still flying myself over to Europe today, actually, because we have a World Cup this upcoming weekend in Slovenia. So it'll still be, you know, it's still grassroots, and the community of Park City, a lot of people donated, so thank you to everyone.
That's Megan McJames. She'll be competing in the women's GS race on February 18th and possibly the slalom. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.